Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. And I like hearing from small business owners and employees. Let's talk about your business. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's stories: the full-time lawyer with 13 side hustles in a gig economy, and a historic hiring binge by small businesses in February. Those stories after this. Day one for a new employee. Instead of joining in productively, they face a confusing, disjointed process and piles of paper forms. With Kronos, you can automate the entire onboarding process, creating a better experience for employees and freeing you to focus on the human part of your job. HR, payroll, talent, and timekeeping in one unified system, all with a proven implementation approach and simplified, transparent pricing. Learn more at kronos.com/onboarding. Kronos, workforce innovation that works. How many side hustles could you handle at once? Would that number change if you already had a full-time job? MarketWatch reporter Maria LaMagna spoke to a guy who has 13 gigs in addition to working full-time as an attorney. Maria, what's this about?
Yeah, so I talked to, his name is Kevin Ha. He's a full-time lawyer living in Minneapolis. He's 32. He has a personal finance blog called Financial Panther. And part of what he's doing on the blog is chronicling all these different side hustles that he has. So he really is working full-time as a lawyer 5 days a week, normal hours. But at the same time, he's experimenting with all these different side hustles, and now he has 13 of them.
Wow. What else does he do?
Yeah, so it's not all things that are completely passive. I thought maybe that was part of the key to his success, but actually a lot of them are pretty active things. He does rent out a room in his home on Airbnb, which is one of his hustles. And then he does a few things for dogs. He participates in Rover, which he described as kind of like Airbnb for dogs, where you actually let a dog stay with you in your house. So he takes care of dogs that way. He also walks dogs. That's separately, like not even the same dog. He will walk dogs on his lunch break sometimes, ones that are close to his office. He does a lot of different delivery services like Postmates, DoorDash. He'll actually make food deliveries on his bike, which he rides to and from work. So he'll kind of try to shoehorn a delivery into his already, you know, the commute that he's already doing. And so, yeah, I mean, it would take forever to say all the different 13 ones that he does, but I think those are the ones he does the most often.
Why does he do so many?
So part of it is that he's experimenting to see which ones he likes the most, and he even said some of them he has abandoned once, not included in the 13, but at different times he's, you know, tried 14 or 15 and then abandoned one or two. So he's in the process of kind of seeing which ones he likes the most, but he also said he genuinely enjoys it. You know, he likes to bike for exercise, so he feels like he's kind of getting paid to commute if he just does a delivery on the way. Sometimes he and his wife even do the deliveries together, and they view it as like a fun time that they can spend together. You know, he said he really likes dogs, and he already has a dog himself, so letting one more dog stay with them is not a big deal. So I think it's almost like a competitive nature. He feels, you know, he can take advantage of all his free time and kind of monetize it. And so, yeah, he's not even paying off debt. He's completely done paying off his student loans. So it's really just like a all positive thing at this point.
Yeah, what does he make per month or, say, per gig with some of these things?
Yeah, so Airbnb is the most lucrative. He says that's usually about $500 or $600 a month. And in total, between everything that he does, he usually makes about $2,000 a month. So, you know, for just side hustle money, that's quite a bit, especially since he does work full-time and his wife works full-time as well.
Jeez. We're speaking with Maria LaMagna, personal finance reporter at MarketWatch. She's written a piece entitled, "This Full-Time Lawyer Also Has 13 Side Hustles." Here's what he's learned. So what do you think he's learned from all this, other than he has to figure out when to sleep, I presume?
Right. Well, the number one thing I really took away from our conversation was he was really preaching about using your existing schedule to create your side hustles. You know, he talked a lot about trying to just incorporate things into your daily activities. So if you do have a commute or access to a car or a bike like he does, you know, maybe you can take go just a little bit out of your way to make a delivery. Or, you know, he already has a dog, so he figured if I let another other dog stay with me, it's really not taking anything out of my normal schedule. I would already be getting up and letting my dog out, et cetera. So he really talked about trying to find things that work for you and not necessarily things that feel like a big lift, but things that are kind of seamless into your daily life.
How long do you think he'll keep this up, did he say?
No, I mean, he definitely seems enthusiastic about it for now, and he's not trying to reach a certain goal or anything and then stop. So it sounds like just kind of like a lifestyle choice at this point. He never talked about having an end date in mind. So, you know, I'm sure if something happened or work got really busy or something like that, he wouldn't be able to keep it up. But he said that's one of the things he likes about side hustles, that you can stop pretty easily. You know, you can just decide, oh, I'm not going to make any deliveries today or whatever it may be. And, you know, there's really no consequence to doing that.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to be his tax guy. That seems complicated.
Yeah, it does.
Very good. What else jumped out at you?
Let me see. I think, you know, creativity is part of it. Like, he's tried all different things, things you might not have even thought of. Like, I guess, you know, now we see scooters sometimes in big cities, and he said you can even make money by just charging the scooters, which I had no idea was an option for a side hustle. But if you find the scooters and charge them up at your house just with a normal outlet, you can actually make money just from doing that. So I think if you kind of keep your ear to the ground and talk to different people about what they do for side hustles and do your research, you might be able to find something that you didn't even know existed. So there's a lot of different options out there.
Thanks, Maria. Market Watch reporter Maria LaMagna. More after this. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. All it takes is 15 minutes to find out if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. And Geico offers coverage for more than just car insurance. Got a motorcycle? Geico's got you covered. Got an RV? Covered. Got a boat? Covered. How about homeowners or renters insurance? You bet Geico's got you covered. And there's so much more Geico could help with. Plus, don't forget the discounts. Go to geico.com today and see how much you could save. That's geico.com. The great American jobs machine is still roaring. The Wall Street Journal says slowing global growth and trade friction may cloud the economic horizon, but U.S. small businesses in February went on an historic hiring binge. That's according to the latest employment report from the National Federation of Independent Business. The organization's chief economist, William Dunkelberg, says job creation broke the 45-year record in February with a net addition of 0.52 workers per firm. The previous record was 0.51, reached back in May of 1998. NFIB also found a historic low in the percentage of business owners reducing employment, just 3% of those responding to the survey. After the February hiring spree, the survey finds plans for future job creation among small businesses remains robust, and the main obstacle is not lack of business opportunities, but the lack of workers to take advantage of them. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. That's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.